My wife, Lindsay, had a text message with me, and this is why I have to put put an end to it, that she can't talk to me during the show. Because she texted me yesterday, and she just saw that Hamilton tickets are available. She wants to go see Hamilton, and that is one of the biggest plays out there. Here's a little clip if you're like, what's Hamilton? What is that show? Here's a little clip of it.
We'll be with you when you do. Go
lead your man. Sorry, this audio sucks, but... But it's like it's about Hamilton back in the day, and it's kind of cool. I don't think I would mind seeing it, but the thing that gets me now is that my wife spent $1,200.
Oh, holy cow! God.
Yep.
Without asking you, cheapo.
I am cheap, as a matter of fact. I'm all about saving that money.
I cannot believe she did that. I mean, are you like raging or what?
I'm very upset. First of all, we talk about all major decisions because it's our money, not
How
her money, not mine.
How does it cost that much? This isn't Broadway in New York.
No, well, she's like, let's be safe. I did, looking back at the text messages, and you guys know I've done this before. I've messed up before where I promised a listener tickets to see Post Malone, and I had to give those tickets. I'm not the greatest at texting and DMing. I got to be careful. Lindsay was texting me yesterday during the show. You guys saw me because I was talking about this. And I said yes, but I thought I said yes to something else. But I said yes. So she's like, well, we're guaranteed to get the tickets if we just buy like a 6-show run like of that and then like 5 other shows that are going to be at the theater.
But I don't understand that. Why would you need to go see it that many times?
No. You buy like a package to see like Hamilton and then like let's say The Lion King came, like different shows. Like if you buy like a little mini pass, like a season pass or something. So she bought 2 tickets for like 6 shows, different shows, for $1,200.
That's insane. But can I tell you why I'm upset and why I'm kind of flabbergasted right now?
Why are you upset and flabbergasted?
Because you are the cheapest person I've ever met in my life, which is totally fine. Uh-huh. I am so broke right now, and so I am pinching pennies, things like that. The fact that you can just spend $1,200 on Broadway tickets
means you don't have to be so anal about money as you are.
It's not true.
So cheap about money, like Joe, you like
nobody I know could spend that much on tickets to
a
play.
No, like that's crazy to me that you can just spend that on play tickets, but then you act like
you can't even go to Chick-fil-A with us.
Yes.
Maybe your wife has a secret stash of money you don't know about.
Yeah, I think Lindsay's got a secret credit card.
I don't know. Well,
you know that I read this morning when I came in and was reading news, it said something like majority of couples, like 9 out of 10 couples or something, have a financial secret, like one of the people in the relationship.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Just kind of wondering if anybody else has like a crazy amount that they spent on a ticket. Like I've spent before that I thought it was a crazy amount. We spent like $250 on a ticket, so like $500 to go see Elton John, but that's somebody that I may never get to see again in my life, so I was willing to pay for that.
That's insane.
We were in the nosebleeds.
The most I've ever spent on a ticket was, I think, like $248, and that was a speeding ticket.
Okay.